I'm here with Mitch Kaiser, Case IH, and you're talking about earlier about the quad tractors. So tell me about those.
Well, 1992, we introduced the quad track as an innovative tractor to Farm Progress Show, and it was an immediate hit and a success. So we're in the 20-year anniversary on production, and the technology keeps changing on the new quad tracks. So think of a quad track. We got them in Alaska. We got them in the South Pole in Antarctica. So they work at a temperature 50 below zero, and we just came up with new seal technology on the wheels that will let them run up to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. So a big range, but the quad track is such a versatile tractor that everybody's using it because it fits so many different applications. And consider productivity and efficiency, we reduce the parasitics in our drive line by 2 to 5%. So that means you can use same horsepower of the engine, but you get more to the drawbar where it really counts. And we improve that by almost up to 20 horsepower. So that's a big deal, saving fuel.
Now, quad tracks versus regular wheels, why would I want to get a quad track?
Quad track, several things. So think of farmers today, they want less soil compaction, right? More soil compaction, the crop doesn't come up, so you're talking about agronomics. So on a regular wheel tractor, you may get 20 PSI ground pressure, 18 PSI ground pressure, depending on the tires you're running. On a quad track, you only get 5 PSI, and you only got one set of tracks running through the field, where you might have six tracks running through the field with triples. So we reduce the overall field compaction, and you also have less slippage. On a wheel tractor, you could have 8%, 10% slip. On a quad track, maybe 1% or 2% slip. So when you're slipping, you're not going forward in the field. You're staying in one place longer. And when you stay in one place longer, you're not getting the productivity. And the other thing, you're compacting the soil. So you get a better yield for your plants and your crops because you're not compacting that soil, and you're also getting more done in a day.
Now, can you compare this to the John Deere 9X tractor?
Well, the quad track was the first one, so what everybody says, and we lead. So what we do, we're still leading with the new seal technology, the horsepower, the SCR technology, and then, like I said, we're leading with the new transmission design, smoother, faster shifts. We're 20% faster. Plus, we put in a whole new steering system. We have a variable rate steering system. And that variable rate steering system, when you're doing RTK guidance, stays precisely on the row. And when you make the turn, we have advanced line acquisition. So it will come back into the line 20% faster on your next row. And if you know an articulated tractor, you get a little jerkiness. That's all gone with our new steering system. And then when you get up on the highway or the road, you got full control of the tractor because it changes the steering system to that it meets the application.
And this new steering system is on the new 20th edition?
2016, yep.
Okay.
So it's 2016. We also have automatic diff locks. So in the field, to get that less slippage, these diff locks lock up and disengage automatically depending on your turn. So you're getting full traction without any slippage on a quad track or a Steiger wheel tractor.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
I just say the other thing that we have is we've been full suspended cab and we got an automatic type transmission. So if the technology today, we have a transmission as soon as the engine starts hearing the torque change, not hearing but feeling the signal electronically, tells the transmission to shift up and down, and we also made the shift smoother. And then if you're packing silage or backing into third turns, we made shuttle shift 38% faster, forward and reverse. Again, improving that technology in a very reliable, durable Steiger tractor.
And just talk about how technology has kind of played a role in changing the way tractors are made over time.
Well, I think it's knowing your customer. So, you know, they spend 18 hours a day, 8 hours a day in a tractor, so they know a lot about what's going on in a four-wheel drive. So the technology, the ingenuity is like our precision farming systems. They're running faster, right? They're going 8 to 10 mile an hour pulling planters. Some of our customers are doing 750, 800 acres in a day putting corn into the ground. That's productivity. How do you keep up with that? That's the 20% faster shift. It's seamless, so they can keep that speed and keep that population dialed in exactly. They want 36,000 plants per acre. They're not going to miss that. It's going to be consistent.
And I know with this new 2016 edition tractor, have you had anyone test it out as like farmers or anything that?
We constantly test tractors day in and day out, and we put them out in big farms, scraper, earth moving applications, heavy tile plow applications. So we're on silage packs, silage piles. So yeah, we test on our own. We do hours and hours of durability tests, but we make sure they fit every application working with the customers in the field.
All right. Well, thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.